Track 7 and more news stories. Peatland restoration resumes on Dartmoor. The South West Peatland Partnership is gearing up to start its 2025-26 peatland restoration season on Dartmoor, continuing work to restore and protect the peat of this globally significant landscape. This season's work will focus on several key and remote sites across Dartmoor, where degraded peatlands will have their damaged natural hydrology improved. Blocking erosion channels that take water off the moors will help to reduce carbon loss, improve water quality, and diversify the species of birds and insects that breed and thrive on these areas. The work is being delivered in partnership with local contractors, landowners and organisations and is supported by funding from Natural England's Nature for Climate Peatland Grant Scheme, South West Water, Duchy of Cornwall, Environment Agency and the National Trust.
Hall reopens after refurbishment. A community hall and bar in Tynmouth welcomed Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley and Tynmouth Mayor Councillor Kate Williams on Friday, August 29th, to show off its newly refurbished facilities. Volunteers from the Richard Newton Hall spent 2 weeks in August laying a new sports hall floor and redecorating the lounge and bar areas. The new hall floor has markings for badminton and pickleball and is now big enough for most social events. The lounge and bar area are sporting a new colour scheme with new decorations and fitting. "It looks fresh and everybody has done a fabulous job," commented Tynmouth Mayor Councillor Kate Williams. The costs of the refurbishment project were met through volunteer fundraising and generous support from Tynmouth Town Council and the North Tynmouth Community Church, which holds a monthly messy church from the hall. The Richard Newton Hall is a registered charity run solely by volunteers. It's home to the New Road Area Community Association, NRACA, which was formed 50 years ago to provide a focus and facilities for social, recreational, educational and cultural activities for people of all ages from Tynmouth and the surrounding area.
A Dawlish Community Centre has had a £4,000 kitchen makeover. The Strand Centre now has a fully equipped catering kitchen to cater for the 1,200 residents it serves every year. Its previously outdated facilities had limited capacity with inadequate equipment and frequent mould due to the damp conditions. Following a refit funded by Action Funder and the SNG Commercial Support Fund, the new kitchen is now open for business. A spokesperson for the Strand Centre said, "This project was a whole team effort, with two builders giving their time, four volunteers, including three trustees handling the admin, and three members of Men's Shed carrying out hands-on work. The two Dawlish Rotary Clubs also pledged £1,000 for stainless steel surfaces. The centre helps people in the Dawlish community who are facing the challenges of rising living costs, poverty and social isolation, affecting low-income families, older adults and the homeless. Renovating the catering kitchen means it can enhance its food safety, service quality and the impact on the community. The revamp also means that the centre will be better able to meet the growing demand for affordable meals, food aid and social events. The upgrades will improve hygiene efficiency and food production capacity, supporting the cafe, food bank and events."
Teambridge artists open studios to the public. Members of the public will be able to go behind the scenes at 40 artist studios across Teambridge in September as part of the Devon Open Studios initiative. Organised by the Devon Artist Network, the 16-day event will see artists opening their studios to show the public where their art is made, how their ideas evolve, and how their materials come to life. "These are often surprising and personal environments," a Devon Artist Network spokesman said. "From tucked away cabins to busy town centres and studios, it's a chance to meet artists, hear the stories behind their work, and enjoy meaningful conversations about the creative process." Devon Open Studios began around 20 years ago, and this year nearly 400 artists will open the doors to 170 studios. The event showcases a range of art from painting, printmaking, pottery and sculpture to glass, jewellery, textiles and more.
Police are appealing for information over the theft of a memorial cross from a church graveyard in Broadhempstone. It's believed the wooden cross, which has a brass plaque on it with the name Michael Harrison, was taken between Tuesday, August the 12th and the early hours of Thursday, August the 14th. Sergeant Alex Freeman said, "This incident has caused significant distress to the family and friends of Michael Harrison. The wooden cross held sentimental value, and its removal has understandably caused upset. Graves and memorials are intended as places of reflection and remembrance, and this is completely unacceptable. Any information could be vital to the family and friends and will help ensure these places continue to be treated with the respect they deserve."
Roundabout relining work set to begin. Essential relining works to a Newton Abbott roundabout is underway. Relining work to Penn Inn roundabout and its approaches will take place between Monday the 1st of September and Saturday the 6th of September under overnight closures. These essential repairs to refresh the line markings will assist all road users and enhance safety, says Devon County Council. The roundabout and its approaches will be closed from 7 till 7 each night, except access from Sheldon Road for the A380, which will be closed from 10 p.m. The A380 will not be closed during these works, DCC have confirmed. Also, access for emergency vehicles will be maintained at all times.
Fire station open day generates over £700. Newton Abbott Fire Station raised a grand total of £706 for the Firefighters Charity at its first open day in nearly 10 years. The event that took place last Sunday, August the 31st, included demonstrations of road traffic collisions, rescues, and of Torquay Fire Station's new aerial ladder platform. Tours of a heavy rescue appliance and the new wildfire fighting vehicles, along with a range of interactive activities for all ages. Although the heavens opened on several occasions throughout the day, spirits certainly weren't dampened, a spokesperson said. Newton Abbott Fire Station, the open day was a huge success. The Firefighters Charity provides lifelong care and support to firefighters and their families.
A call for donations has gone out for a jumble sale in aid of a Teignbridge library. The Friends of Teignmouth Library are asking for donations ahead of their upcoming jumble sale. All proceeds from the sale will go directly to support Teignmouth Library. Donations can be dropped off at the library at 4 Street by September the 13th.